Then Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, offer prayers to me. Sridhar said, O Lord, I am a fool. What prayers do I know? I am illiterate. What power do I have to speak? Then Lord Chaitanya said, simply speak some words, and your words will be prayers to me. Then, by Lord Chaitanya's command, Goddess Saraswati entered the tongue of Sridhar. Sridhar said, O Lord Chaitanya, O glory to you! O maintainer of the worlds, O glory to you! O king of Navadvip, glory, glory to you! O master of countless millions of universes, O glory to you! O Lord who was born in the womb of saintly Satchidevi, O glory to you! O Lord who was hidden from the Vedas, O glory to you! O king of the Brahmins, O glory to you! In many forms you come, yuga after yuga, to protect true religion. Concealing your true identity, you wander from village to village, and without first receiving Krishna's mercy, no one has the power to understand you. In the past you told me, look at your Ganga, its water comes from my feet. And at that time my sinful heart could not understand, for I did not understand the priceless treasure that is your feet. In the past you made the village of Gokul glorious. Now you are the king of Navadvip. Pure devotional service resides within your body. Now, it is as if you have taken pure devotional service out of your body and you have placed it in Navadvip. By the power of devotional service, Bhishma Dev defeated you in battle. By the power of devotional service, Yashoda Mata tied you up. By the power of devotional service, Satyabhama purchased you. Defeated by their devotional service, you carried the cowherd boys upon your shoulders. Limitless millions of universes are manifested from your thoughts. Still, you personally carried the cowherd boy Sridham. You are conquered by devotional service. This is a great secret. A secret that the people of this world do not understand. Devotional service always defeats you. Bhakti defeats you. And after defeating you, devotional service enters you and hides within you. Material illusion cannot touch devotional service. Because of devotional service, material illusion becomes crushed into pieces. Look, Sridhar said, all the worlds beg for your devotional service. And when someone begs for devotional service, he can defeat you two or four times over. When one begs for devotional service, one can make you their captive. Hearing Goddess Saraswati speak these words through Sridhar, all the Vaishnavas became filled with wonder. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Sridhar, ask a boon. Today, I shall give you the eight mystic powers. They are within your grip. And Sridhar replied, Lord, I do not wish to take anything from you. Please be peaceful at heart. I do not want anything. Then the Lord said, but I will not be happy until I give you a boon. Ask whatever is in your heart. Ask, ask, ask. Lord Chaitanya again and again demanded. Sridhar said, Lord, as you are insisting, please award me this only. May that Brahmana who gave coins for my banana leaves be my master, birth after birth. May that Brahmana who quarreled with me be my master. May he give me his lotus feet. Again and again speaking these words, Sridhar became overwhelmed with love. Raising his arms, he loudly wept. And seeing Sridhar's great devotion, the Vaishnavas were overwhelmed, and they also began to weep. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, Listen, Sridhar, I will give you a great kingdom. I will make you a king. Sridhar said, I don't want that. You please become my master, and I will sing your name. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, I am your servant. And now I won't argue with you. Now I give you pure devotional service, which is hidden even from the Vedas. The sounds of Jai, Jai came, Hari Bol, came from the circle of Vaishnavas as everyone heard how Sridhar received the boon that he had desired. How does one recognize a true servant of Lord Chaitanya? Not by his possessing wealth, not by his many followers, not by his material education. What is the value of material education, wealth, beauty, fame, and noble family? They only increase false pride without limit. Poor, illiterate Sridhar, who sold bananas and banana roots, was able to see the Supreme Lord, whom even millions of kings cannot see after millions and millions of births. Anyone who hears the description of Sridhars attaining a boon and offering prayers to the Lord will attain a great treasure of pure love for the Supreme Lord. Persons who do not blaspheme the Vaishnavas attain pure love and devotion for the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. One should never blaspheme the Vaishnavas, for such activities bring great sin. Anyone who does not criticize the Vaishnavas becomes very, very fortunate. Lord Krishna delivers anyone who once without offense, says, Krishna. I bow down before the Vaishnava's feet. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul.